Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
More people we vaccinate, faster we do it, the sooner we can save lives and put this pandemic behind us and get back to our lives and our loved ones. And the sooner we can rescue and rebuild the American economy, the biggest and most profitable engine in the world. I know it's been nearly a year that tested us beyond measure. For all of you who have lost someone, my heart goes out to you. I know that feeling looking at an empty chair across the table. All of you have fallen on hard times. I know you can never get back what you lost. But as your president, I know that every day matters and every person matters.
So to that end, it's $1.9 trillion in a relief proposal that the president-elect went to the airwaves to pitch to the American public, or tell the American public this is what he was doing. Ultimately, the legislators have to sign off on it. And, oh, yeah, they have their hands full with impeachment and some Republicans who have jumped off the Trump train are saying that they're going full bore on impeachment. That already happened, impeachment part two, but there are other ends to that, including what will the Senate do. Mitch McConnell is being mum on which way he'll go, even though the New York Times leaked that Mitch McConnell was probably not as excited about Trump as he has been in the past and may vote to see him go. The 25th didn't happen. That was thrown out the window a couple of days ago. So now there is this doorway that is open and could go in a couple of different directions. First, let's talk about Biden. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney and the president-elect, again, with this proposal, is talking about direct relief to families and $350 billion in emergency funds for state, local, and tribal governments specifically were laid out. And he wants Republican support. He wants to be bipartisan. But the price tag, based on what just happened with the current president and the tug of war over the stimulus and that COVID package, I can't imagine that the Republicans are going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to do it. I mean, because it's pretty big, right? What is in the plan? A lot of nuggets. A lot of nuggets that would help a lot of people, but would also drive up once again the debt. So here's what it is. The pandemic response, $400 billion. A national vaccination program, $20 billion toward that program in partnership with localities, states, tribes, territories, meaning everybody on the face of the map in the U.S. and territories that all would be included, which would mean propping up community vac centers and mobile vaccination units in remote areas, because that's where they're having a lot of problems and they have no money for it. Expanding the testing, $50 billion there to do that testing, cover the rapid tests, the lab capacity, help schools, local governments, with the whole protocols. So there's another chunk of money. Emergency paid leave, expanding access to that cash for millions of Americans, and paid sick and family and medical leave for parents juggling child care responsibilities. School funding, $130 billion to help schools reopen. $35 billion in funding would go to public institutions like community colleges and historically black colleges, too, healthcare workers. The proposal would fund 100,000 public health workers to carry out vaccine outreach and contact tracing. Also, to look at communities of color that have been disproportionately hit by the pandemic. This is how it's spelled out in this proposal. Funding for health services in underserved populations, including on tribal lands. Oh, I'm not done yet. Here's the stimulus part. $2,000 stimulus checks. $1,400 in direct funds on top of the $600 in aid that was already approved last month. There's been lots of disagreement over the size of stimulus checks. It almost tanked the last package after the current president held up the signing bill because he wanted larger checks. Lots of Republican lawmakers, including Mitch McConnell, have opposed $2,000 payments. That's why they spray painted his house, saying, give us our money. And the same happened to Nancy Pelosi, where they left a pig's head with blood outside of her garage in the San Francisco area. So they're saying the larger checks would benefit too many families with high incomes who are not bearing the brunt of the economic downturn. That's what the Republicans have said. Like, okay, so $2,000 payments, but who gets them? You know, that would benefit too many of the people who don't necessarily need them. Unemployment benefits, $900 billion law passed in December, provided $300 in unemployment benefits through mid-March. So what about after that? The Biden plan would increase the benefits to $400 a week, extend the program through September. Also extend assistance for people who have exhausted their regular bennies, as well as those who don't typically qualify for unemployment. And who are they? Self-employed people. Raise your hand if you're one of those. Oh, tons of people fall into that. And gig workers. So then eviction protection. That's also in this I Made a List proposal. $25 billion in rental assistance on top of $25 billion in the bill passed by Congress in December, $5 billion to help people cover home energy and water costs, $5 billion in emergency assistance to find housing for people experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Then the SNAP program have a 15% increase in that monthly benefit and cover a $3 billion investment in special supplemental nutrition in a program for women, infants, and kids called WIC. Minimum wage, hike that up to $15 an hour, make it mandatory, make that a law. Expand the child credits, that would go up. And you get my drift. There's still more. I could go through it even more with emergency funds for local governments and all of that in between. But who is passing this? Is there going to be enough to pass this incredibly large proposal, especially after what just went down, the tidal wave of discord over what President Trump wanted, which included $2,000, and that was not passed, and that's why it was $600 instead. So where does it all go? The numbers favor the Democrats, but it doesn't mean that there will be GOP support, of course, and that it'll be a bipartisan bill. And by the way, the biggest wish of them all was 100 vaccines for 100 million vaccines for 100 in the first 100 days of the Biden presidency, which is probably pretty tough to happen because of what's happening in local governments and setting it up and the logistics of all of that and the nightmare that it's been, an incredible nightmare. And you can't just blink your eyes and think that that's going to happen overnight. Watching this be rolled out and seeing what the votes are, especially in the middle of dealing with the impeachment, dealing with the transition, dealing with the other aspects of the pandemic, which, of course, this proposal covers, will be interesting to watch in the very beginning days of this new presidency. Coming up, you ever think about outer space and are there aliens out there? You don't have to think about it anymore. I got an answer.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. That's what the Vulcans say, right? So suddenly I am sucked into this world that some of you may know, Star Trek. Star Trek Discovery. The very first episode, the Vulcan hello. I cannot do that secret hand thing. I cannot make my fingers go in those different directions for the live long and prosper sign. But it made me think about life on other planets. I have long been fascinated by this and have asked people I know that serve and know to tell me what they know, and they won't tell me, including Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, who is such a regular on this show for many, many years and just was on, last week. And he says even his son, who begged him to tell him, does not know. It's a secret. So I was reading, of course, where you always go for real news, page 6 of the New York Post, and the other day they had a story about aliens. They had a story about releasing information and UFO disclosures. So the fact that there is now this countdown of releasing information, and it's such a curiosity for so many people. I mean, you can see references to it in our culture through different things that you might watch, right? Including South Park. They've made references to it. There are files. There are UFO files. And there are, somebody knows, lots of people know, lots of people who have that access, including, I'm sure, President Trump. The truth about space aliens and UFO files and where we sit with UFOs, right? Harry Reid says that the government is hiding all of that. In fact, he said it, last fall. He said that the government has evidence of possible close encounters with UFOs, but they've been hiding it for years. And, of course, Harry Reid, in case you don't know, is the former Senate Majority Leader. So see, this is what happens. You get out of office, I don't know, maybe you have a martini or something, and you tell somebody that what you kind of know. The CIA, so this is interesting, because he did claim in a new documentary, The Phenomenon, that there's more than one up there and believes they have interfered with American weapons. Yikes. Well, that's not good. What he says is that there's evidence that hasn't seen the light of day. We have it. And he was the one who instigated the secret UFO programs in the Pentagon, he says. We have it, right? That they did everything they could to stop the program from going forward. They wanted nothing to do with us. Da, 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 da. So the CIA releases the UFO Black Vault documents early. And you can actually, are you going to be able to understand it? I don't know. This was just a big story the other day. You can see them online. So I felt that I needed to impart that information to all of you since I am fascinated by it. The Freedom of Information Act comes into play. Federal intelligence on extraterrestrial technology, right there. You can look it up. You can download it at the Black Vault website that is operated by podcaster John Greenwald Jr. He's got it, so that's a place to find it. They have provided all the information that they have, but do we know if it's true or not? So the research by the Black Vault will, I guess, continue to see if there are other documents that are uncovered eventually that they've got somewhere in the files, in the secret files of the CIA. So isn't it curious, the releasing of this comes before the Pentagon was due to brief Congress on all they know about, flying unidentified aerial phenomenon. That's what they call it, so that we can all breathe easier, I guess. And because you've got, it's weird. There was a date that said they were going to do that. That was in the most recent COVID-19 relief bill that passed in December. See, there's all kinds of things in these bills that you don't realize, which was my point at the beginning of listing so much that was happening there, by the way. So alien intel is more than a curiosity for so many people. What do we not know that they know? It's probably difficult to go through all of them, to see the records reasonably, and it's probably the file formats are outdated. I think that's what Greenwald said. And you have to really dig through them. But the fact that they're out there and the fact that Harry Reid is referring to them and that other people have kind of wink-wink said that there is something there, you know. New York City UFO sightings in 2020 up 283% from 2018. Are UFOs flying around New York City? Last year, the Defense Department officially declassified shocking video taken by Navy pilots in 2004, rather, in 2015. They made big headlines when it was leaked by the STARS Academy, a UFO research group founded by one of the Blink 82 rockers. So they said the footage doesn't reveal any sensitive capabilities or systems. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there is something there. I don't know what it is. Have I ever seen anything when I've looked up into the sky or been someplace where I thought I was looking at a UFO? The answer to that question is no, I have not. I have not. Have I heard of people who I think are not out of their minds saying that they saw a UFO? Yes, I have, including the latest was this Harvard professor said aliens visited us in 2017 and more are coming. And there are people in Hawaii that say that they witnessed a bright blue glowing oblong unidentified flying object hovering above the skies of Oahu. And it nosedived into the ocean. It was the evening, and it was strange, and it was a mass. It was in the sky, and then it was in the water. So, of course, those looking up said, what is that? And it did kind of look round, like the one part of the Starfleet ship Discovery, of which that series is going on, that I said I am now suddenly sucked into the black hole of that. But I don't know. It's something to think about. We do live in a world where crazy things are happening. And is it possible that somehow between the classified documents that are being released, we can make up our minds whether or not we see what we see and what we think is a UFO is really a UFO. I would not blame any aliens if they came down right now, especially over America, and said, forget about it. Let's go someplace else. These people are out of their minds. They don't know what they're doing. Look, for goodness sake, what's happening in the belly of the beast in the nation's capital. And speaking of that, what is happening in the capital? Right now, 20,000 plus troops are securing the inauguration and the Capitol. I mean, it looks like full-on military was just dumped right there, and not dumped because they're disorganized, but just that's all you see is camouflage. And there are more soldiers than what we have combined in Iraq and Afghanistan that are all over the Capitol because of what happened last week with the rioters, a group that had some organized people in it, trained ex-military, and some cops that were maybe at the back of the riot lines, but they were there and people saw them and things were posted, so they're under investigation. So while people are being investigated, that includes some former ex-military and police officers, current military folks that were called to do it are holding down the seat of liberty, so to speak, for the inauguration that will happen next week of Joe Biden. And there are some on the Hill that are going to get those flak jackets and maybe even be armed, because there was a law that was on the books in the late 60s that you could carry a firearm not onto the floor of the either chamber, but you could carry it into the Capitol if you were a lawmaker. And now I wonder how many actually do carry a firearm, especially in light of recent events. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we will sum it all up, what Biden had to say and some of what's going on with COVID, too, as well. Stay with us. A great conversation. Coming up next, imagine you have a child that's talented and they want to leave home at 13 years old. Ooh.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to average more than 200,000 new coronavirus cases per day, adding more than 222,000 on Thursday. Another 3,900 people died of the virus, pushing the total death toll near 380,000. The continued rise in infections coming as vaccination rates appear to be picking up. The CDC says that more than 11 million Americans have now received their first dose of the vaccine, with more than 30 million doses having been distributed. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia early Friday, setting off landslides and collapsing homes. At least 3 people have been killed and more than 200 injured on the island of Sulawesi in central Indonesia. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck after midnight local time, displacing thousands. Authorities say at least 10,000 people are currently in temporary shelters. This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes a $1,400 direct payment for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden says he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon. Last week, I laid out how we'll make sure that our emergency small business relief is distributed swiftly and equitably, unlike the first time around. We're going to focus on small businesses on Main Street. We'll focus on minority-owned small businesses, women-owned small businesses, and finally having equal access to the resources they need to reopen and to rebuild.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And I'm excited to talk to her. We had a great off-air conversation. She's written a book called A Road to Barcelona, A Mother's Account. Think of two young daughters leaving home. But the question is, why do they leave home? Of course, to pursue their dreams. So that's what this story is about. And there's so much you can learn from the book about this journey. I think so many parents, really, as they watch their children go, what that's like. Terry, thanks for jumping on.
All right. My pleasure, Kate.
So tell me about writing the book. What made you write this book?
Well, I wrote the book almost 30 years ago. My girls were gymnasts, and they left home at a very early age. And so there I was left without my two daughters, and my husband was in real estate and managed a restaurant. So he was gone most of the evenings. I worked, played tennis, but that didn't seem to fill the void. So at night, I just finally said, I have to write. And so I decided I would write about this journey and how my girls were feeling, how I was feeling, how my husband, you know, and I were dealing with the separation versus my children dealing with the separation. So that's what started my writing. And then the only thing I had for my limitations was that I made sure that when my daughters went to meets and competitions, that I did not write about that incident for one full month. Because I wanted the details to sort of blur. I didn't want people to get bogged down with my every detail. I wanted the idea of what was happening and feelings. So that was the only restriction I put on myself. But they were gone for 3 years. I did a lot of writing.
Wow, 3 years. And then what was the result of that? What was that experience like for them?
You know, on both sides, there was so much excitement and yet that loneliness from the separation. My girls were just turned 13 and 15, just barely. And I think my 15-year-old got my 13-year-old through it. You know, I think she was very motherly to her because of the loneliness. But they were with a wonderful family that had had six children of their own, and the girls had all been gymnasts, and so they were accustomed to that. And then there were two other girls that came to live with them in the household, so there were four girls at one time that this wonderful family took on again, and they were all gymnasts and all the same age. And they were 475 miles away. It was a long ways.
Boy, no kidding. And we're speaking with Terry Stober again. The book you can get it on Amazon, A Road to Barcelona, A Mother's Account. And, of course, everybody's curious about that. The Olympics, that is a lofty goal, and then to train for the Olympics. So then seeing that from a distance and trying to be there and be supportive to both of your daughters in a super competitive field, what was that like?
Well, we all have dreams for our children, academically, in sports, the arts, and we want them to be the best that we can. And my girls wanted to be Olympic gymnasts. And so it was like, oh my gosh, how do we support that? And we went off to the trials in Salt Lake City, and I live in California, Northern California at the time, to see the Olympic trials in 88. And after watching the Olympic trials, we went, oh my gosh, our daughters can do, you know, 85-90% of this. I guess maybe we should be pursuing this. And so at that point in time, when we came back to our home gym, one of the coaches had been trained by some Olympians in Oregon and told us about it. And so we went ahead and made the phone call, and they said, bring them in. It was almost Labor Day. It was the weekend before. And I said, you know, before I made the phone call, it was just going to be Troy. She's 15. And my younger daughter said, what about me? And I said, what do you mean about you, honey? You're just turned 13. She says, well, that's not fair. She goes, no, we both have this dream. And I went, yeah, but you're still only 13, honey. And she goes, well, that's just not fair. And I said, okay, you can both try out. And so, of course, they both tried out. And a week later, they were being moved to Oregon and with this wonderful family and left home, and that anxiety and separation. And I took a couple of days off of work, as my husband did, and we delivered them and unpacked them. Well, we packed them up at our end and unpacked them at that end, and I cried almost all the way home.
Oh, and you talk about in one of your chapters, you talk about sweet homecoming. What was sweet homecoming like?
Oh my gosh. It was, it didn't happen very often. You know, this is a 12-month sport. And so it was just amazing, the fact that they got to come home for 2 weeks at one point in time. And we, Santa Cruz was our destination always for the beach, because we lived in Northern California. And so we actually vacationed at a place in the boardwalk and lots of school clothes in Santa Cruz for those, you know, days when we were a family. And it was rare, because I would go off to see them almost once a month. If they were at a meet, sometimes I would fly, but most of the time I would drive, again, 475 miles one way, and I was a working mother. So it was just absolutely fabulously wonderful to be a family and spend that time together.
Wow. So when people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
Well, I think that each family has to make their own decision about what to do and how they want their children to pursue their dreams. But my daughters had dreams of being Olympians. And so I felt that I needed to write about this and so that people could hear and understand and identify with the joy and the disappointment at times, the love and dedication that that took, and some, you know, disappointments along the way, but there was a lot of successes and those kinds of things, and I just believe so much in my children. We both believe in my children to give them this opportunity. So I think that people can resonate and identify with wherever their children are, supporting them, saying, this is for them. Do I let them go? Do, you know, how far do we go with this? And so I think that people can say, oh, wow, I could do that. Well, maybe I can't do that. So it's a feel-good book, and yet there's a lot of tears.
Yeah, I understand. So you wrote it. One of the things we talked about off the air is you wrote it and you shelved it for a couple of decades, and now here it is. It has to be kind of exciting to see it really come to life, and I can imagine for your family, and especially for your daughters and for their families, that had to be pretty exciting to have that finally come out.
It was. It was, like I said, 30 years ago when my girls were gone for those 3 years, and I wrote. And then I tried, back then we didn't have the internet, you know, it was just by mail. I sent off the book trying to get it published, and I sent it to, 35, 50, 60 publishers. I don't know, it seemed like forever. And I just didn't like all those rejection letters that were coming back. And I went, I was so sad. So I shelved the book, and I went, oh, okay. And then, of course, the girls, you know, one went off to college, and she had a scholarship for gymnastics, and the other was a junior, and she came home and was at my high school. And so I didn't have any time to write anymore. I was sort of done with that. I had wrapped that up. And so then the Olympics that were in Rio in 2016, I'm watching the Olympics again. I mean, we're always watching the Olympics and sports, and my girls are still so involved with gymnastics and watching all the meets and college meets and the national meets, etc. So I'm watching these parents in the stands, and I'm just going, oh, God, I remember those days. I know it. Here's this one father that can't bear to look. There's this other mother that can't take her eyes off the floor. There's someone else that, you know, isn't breathing for the 3 whole minutes they're on the beam. I'm going, I remember these days. I have got to resonate my book, bring it alive.
Yeah.
And all the software that I'd had saved, because I had saved it in several different medias, none of them work 30 years later, so I don't know why I bothered to save them all those years. But I had one copy of my book. So I just started rewriting. I'm retired now. And thought, oh, I should do this, but I wasn't quite there yet after watching the Olympics. And then I was going, using the train to go back and forth to see my girls. They live about 2 hours away in Fullerton. And I was on the platform, and this wonderful lady was sitting next to me, and she and I, of course, started chatting, and turned out that she had lived in my hometown up north in Grass Valley for a number of years after I had left, and so we just had a great time chatting, and she was an author of several books, and she said, you have got to write your book. I mean, you have got to publish your book. You just have to do this. I said, yeah, but it's a lot. You know, I don't know. She says, I'll be your proofreader. She says, absolutely positively, you've got to do this. And as soon as you get home, you send me the stuff. And I started writing, and she proofed, and I published a couple days before my birthday, and I said, all right. And so that's what I did. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
My girls were excited.
It's interesting because it's like their dream, then it becomes your dream to bring it alive, and you did
exactly.
It. So there is really something to this for sure. A Road to Barcelona, A Mother's Account, you can get it again on Amazon. Terry, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. This would make a great Valentine's gift for everyone. It's got that emotion and love in there, so I hope that you guys will check me out and look for the book.
Thanks, Terry. That's a good suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And I say this all the time, it's all about the numbers. So I think the biggest number is the president-elect announcing that there would be more stimulus. A $2 trillion COVID, $2 trillion COVID relief plan, and he outlined it that there would be more stimulus payments that would call for up to $1,400. So upping that, which would mean for those that are eligible, they would get that. And then he broke down also some of where that other money would come from, depending on where you sit financially, obviously, for the stimulus, but more than the $600, and it would be an extra boost again. And of course, there were some other things in that, too, as well, with unemployment, with money for families struggling food-wise, etc. So some big numbers put out there, and of course, we'll see what happens on the Hill. And this is just one of the plans that that he outlined in trying to get the economy to bounce back from people struggling because of the pandemic. All right, other numbers to look at. Since I talked so much about that, I won't dive deeper into it. Other numbers to look at that were sad, actually, including I lived in Vegas for a short amount of time, and Siegfried and Roy couldn't be bigger. The other side of Siegfried and Roy, Siegfried Fischbacher, an illusionist who was known for, like his partner, working with the exotic cats. He was one half of that tandem, died from pancreatic cancer, 81 years old. His longtime partner and friend, Roy Horn, died back in May from complications caused by COVID. He was 75 years old. And for a long, 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 long time in Las Vegas, people went to see the White Tigers. People went to see that that show. It was so, so big. I think the interesting thing that I bounce back to COVID and one tiny piece of Joe Biden introducing that $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, besides the $1,400 checks, is calling for the 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of his presidency. In Los Angeles, one person is dying every 6 minutes, which is crazy to think about that. They're running out of space. They're piling bodies in these refrigerated areas that they have. And it's sad, obviously. So 30 million vaccines have been sent out, and only about a third have been used at this point. But the good news is now some of the people that have been vaccinated and some of the people involved in the trials are saying that it was great, that they don't have side effects, that they feel very good, etc. And that's what people are looking for. I think we're looking for results because it was such a fast thing to happen with these trials, which had to happen that way. But we want, you know, I think some of you listening that frankly don't want to get the vaccine, it's because you don't trust what the results are. So I think the more people that have had them, that you look and watch and see what they've what the reaction has been to that, maybe the more secure people will be. All right, we're sticking on the money theme here for a second. I'm going to go back to that with Mega Millions. I talked about this the other day. Mega Millions is up to $750 million. Wow. So on Friday night, you know, you pluck down a couple of bucks, easy for me to say, and you could win $750 million. Can you imagine that? And then the Powerball drawing, there it's projected $640 million, and that's the next night. So, wow, two of these really, really big prizes. And I know it's like one of those bizarre, you know, chances of how many millions of times do people think that they're going to, you know, they could get struck by lightning or whatever other analogy you want to use versus winning one of these lotteries. But you know what? It's like they say in the spot, somebody has to win. And if it's like the cost of you getting a cheeseburger somewhere just for fun, you do it. It seems like, I said this the other day, it seems like a lot of the people who win are not the people who are plunking down money that they don't have. It's just that rando person that decides, ooh, it's big, so I'm going to get a few lottery tickets. Yeah, yeah. All right, I want to mention this, too. I guess I should have put these two together, but Mr. Rogers' wife, Joanne Rogers, died at the age of 92. I think what's really cool, one, that's a life well-lived, 92 years old, but the fact that she got to see and she met and spoke with Tom Hanks, who portrayed Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, in the movie, and what an incredible life, too, she led, because she was married to Fred Rogers for 50 years. And when he passed, she continued to sort of act as the gatekeeper or surrogate, if you want, for her husband's brand of kindness and compassion. And so at the age of 92, Joanne Rogers passes away. And like I said, I mean, it's sad, but hey, that is one long life to be able to say that. All right, as we're bouncing around with numbers, because that's what it's all about, looking at the numbers in this segment called We Can Count. How about Google? Google picked up Fitbit. Do you ever wear one of those Fitbits? I used to wear Fitbits, and I think it worked, but I always lost it. I don't know what it is. I misplaced it. I one time jumped in water with it, and it wasn't waterproof. But a lot of people swear by the whole Fitbit thing. So anyway, $2.1 billion to acquire Fitbit. So you would think for an internet company, they'll get even bigger with that. Google makes most of its money by selling ads based on information it collects about billions of users' interests and whereabouts. So now you got the Fitbit, and Fitbit has like 29 million users. And I guess you look at it one way, it's a way to find out what they're doing, because it's getting that information, it's culling that information, right? Ooh, there's just something creepy about that. It's the world we live in, though, right? It's the world we live in. Absolutely. All right, let's move to something else. You know, we're looking at this weekend as a big weekend in the NFL, and there are moves being made in the NFL coaching-wise, with new coaches being hired and more conversations about who should step into these roles. So, for example, Urban Meyer, he steps in for Jacksonville. Wow, so interesting. And the Jets talking about hiring Robert Saleh as the head coach there. So big moves. Will they work? Who knows? You know, you look at Urban and you think of the success that he's had, and can he jump from the success he's had at the college level and make that really, really work for him with a team like Jacksonville that seems to get some great talent, but they never get it together enough where they're making a serious run in the in the playoffs. And then there is this story, since we're sticking to sports for a second, and it's the PGA Tour cut the pro-am portion of Pebble Beach. I know you're all depressed about that. You're like, what? She's talking about golf? Yeah, 75 years Pebble Beach has been around, and 156 pros are going to compete on the two courses they have there, Pebble Beach Golf Links and Spyglass Hill Golf Course. Is a beautiful area. If nothing else, tune in just to see some mind-blowing eye candy, some incredible views. But they're going to go ahead, obviously, with the tournament, but they're not going to do the pro-am because it's all about COVID and procedures and whatnot. So normally it would be kind of a who's who because it's such a great place to play. So there's no shortage of trying to get celebrities to come and play in that, but that's not going to happen. I mean, it's just like the whole fan thing. Sports has been obviously very, very different. And then I'm going to mention this because we do have NFL games. It's a great way to chillax and forget all the nonsense that's going on in the world for at least a couple of hours. So Saturday you have the Rams and the Packers NFC divisional playoff game. The Green Bay Packers are favored by 6.5. Then the evening game, because that's the afternoon game, is the Ravens and the Bills. The Bills are favored by 2.5 points. On Sunday, Browns and the Chiefs, the AFC divisional playoff game. KC is favored by a lot. I know there's a lot of KC fans listening. 10 points. And then the later game, early evening, Buccaneers and the Saints in New Orleans is favored by 3 points. Don't forget we have our Nail the Score in the playoffs. You can win some fabulous prizes. All you have to do is guess the score of the game. If you correctly nail it, you'll clean out the prize closet, and it is got some pretty cool things in it. So that's on Wednesday night in our last segment. All right, we're bouncing out of here. Have a good one, everybody, and remember, make it count.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.